What Russia's done, its pledge to ramp up anti-terror attacks since the plane crash in Egypt was confirmed to have been caused by a terrorist bomb. Let's have a look at what Russia's already done. It carried out 127 sorties yesterday alone, with 206 targets hit. By comparison, on Tuesday, the US-led coalition performed 20 missions with 14 targets hit. That racks up as 4,100 strikes in 48 days by Moscow, as you can see, many times more than the US and France combined.
And it's set to intensify as well further with some real heavy-duty hardware from what we saw listed out yesterday, yeah?
Yeah, it's not just about quantity. In this conflict, this is the first time Russia has used strategic bombers, including the Tu-160, a.k.a. the White Swan, world's largest military fighter and the largest supersonic aircraft. It's a key part of Russia's nuclear triad, though it is not using its nuclear potential in this battle. Another advantage of strategic bombers is its range. It flies straight from a base in the North Caucasus to carry out attacks on terror positions in the provinces of Raqqa, Idlib and Aleppo.